City, the Good News Station.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. ISIS claims to have 71 trained soldiers in 15 states ready to attack. They posted the message on an online board in response to the Garland, Texas event last weekend featuring cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. They also claimed responsibility for the attempted attack on the Garland event, which has not been confirmed.
I think before we made a pronouncement about anything like that, we certainly would want to make sure that we knew a whole lot more about the facts.
That was White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest. The state of emergency in Baltimore has been lifted. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says the National Guard has been pulled out, but the rebuilding continues.
It's going to take a while to get people back into the city. We're encouraging them. We believe the city's safe. We want to try to get people in here to spend money and go out to dinner and try to get back to normal.
Meanwhile, Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake wants the Justice Department to investigate if civil rights were violated during the arrest of Freddie Gray. This is USA Headline News.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
USA Christian News. Dr. Jack Ram, pastor of the 38,000-member Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas, is the honorary chairman of this year's 2015 National Day of Prayer. The national holiday has been set aside on the first Thursday in May to pray for what Dion Elmore, the National Day of Prayer, calls the seven centers of influence. He is also asking people of faith to make their prayers personal.
Focus our prayers strategically on praying for government, because we're told to in Romans. Praying for the military, all that's going on in our military. We're very active around the world. Media and arts and entertainment, which is the field that you work in. We want to pray for you and for all your stations and for what you're doing to communicate with people every day. We pray for business leaders. We pray for education, church, family, and we focus people to pray strategically and to make it personal.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler, Pro Rodeo, and Horseman headquarters with an expanded women's department. Also an expanded boot department with Georgia, Justin, and Wolverine boots. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 650 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Legal limit. Investigators say they found no evidence Patriots management or coach Bill Belichick knew about the deflation. The probe started after complaints following New England's 45-7 rout of the Indianapolis Colts in the January 18th conference championship. Warren Levinson, New York.
A State Department official says it is not acceptable for any agency employee to conduct government business on a private email server, as former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton did. Joyce Barr is the agency's chief Freedom of Information officer. She made the comment today under questioning from Republican senators holding a Senate judiciary hearing. As Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders gets his presidential campaign into gear, he is hiring people who worked in the highly regarded digital operations from President Obama's campaigns. The goal is to help Sanders reach small donors online and harness the energy of liberals who want an alternative to Hillary Clinton in the Democratic race. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com and give us a like on Facebook. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Good news and shoes. Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
The following is a paid program. The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, the host of the Team Martech program, Joe Martech.
Now, will you do our disclaimer? Are you doing a disclaimer?
I think she did it already. I think she read that already.
Does the Nikki thing come on?
Yeah, the Nikki thing was there.
Oh, I didn't hear it. See, our producer today, has got headphones on, so she's not listening to me. Are you reading my lips?
Yes.
The disclaimer, I heard it. It was low, but it was there.
Okay. Yeah, well, because you're supposed to say ahead of time all that stuff that we say we're supposed to say ahead. And then we say it at the end of the show. You know how compliance works, you know.
Yep.
The Team Martech Hour, here we are. And we have Vince Rizzino, CPA extraordinaire.
Extraordinaire.
He's not very good on a computer, but...
Oh.
Cut him to the quick.
This cut me to the quick.
Cut him to the quick.
I am so frustrated right now. But it happens.
Listen, in life, I hate to tell you, have you not been frustrated before in your entire life?
That's why I don't play golf anymore.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. Golf is a very frustrating game.
It is. I mean, if you're reasonably good at it, you know, you get the satisfaction. Once in a while, you get that great shot.
Right.
You feel good. But if you never get those great shots.
And it costs a fortune to keep throwing those clubs in the water.
Exactly. I keep banging them on the grass.
So Team Martech started 10 or 12 years ago on different radio stations. How long, Connie, have we been doing it here on WCNO? Has it been a year yet?
It has been about 13 months, I think.
No kidding.
14. Yeah, it's going
time
14.
Flies when you're having fun.
Yes, and it's been a great experience here at WCNO.
Well, it's been an absolutely magnificent experience. We've met lots and lots of people, and the truth is we've been able to help quite a few people.
Yes.
See, Team Martech basically is a group of six different local professionals. And the main concept, very simply, is to help people. Now, none of these people are young, and I happen to be, unfortunately, the oldest one in the group. Vince looks older than me, but I'm not going to talk, so I wouldn't say that out loud.
See, this is all a matter of opinion, Joe.
Of course. What am I supposed
to
do?
It's my tie today.
Well,
it's causing
tie
me to look,
makes him look
older.
Actually,
right?
I like the tie.
Well, thank you.
But it's an old tie, you said.
No, well, yeah, it's not new.
No.
It's several years old.
How old? Several. 50?
4 or 5.
Yeah, you know, when ties hang in your closet.
Yeah, you never know how old. I don't put a tag on them until
there's
the
no
I
date,
bought them.
There's no date on ties. I bet you some of my ties are 30 years old.
You
maybe
know,
longer.
You not tell the difference? They get wider, then smaller and wider. And
but,
narrower.
But you know, all you do is, in order to stay in style, you have to live long enough because they go to different styles. They
exactly.
All, you know, they come and go. Right?
So if you go in your closet, you have the real fat ones over here, the medium ones in the middle, and the little thin ones on the right. So depending on the year, you know what to wear.
That's it. See? Style. No, everything is a cycle, right? It keeps coming back. I just hope that bell bottoms don't come back.
Oh,
those were not too good.
They call that the circle of life.
How about Nehru suits?
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember those Nehru suits?
The guy in Korea is wearing those now, right?
And the other one was leisure suits. How about leisure suits?
You remember that? That's in the 70s. I had a leisure suit.
Of course, everybody had a leisure suit, didn't we? Connie, didn't we, that was how it worked, right? You stay in style, you buy these stupid things.
I'm embarrassed to say I had a blue leisure suit.
I had a blue one too, like a pale blue.
Pale blue, yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah, I had one of those.
I thought I was cool.
Yeah, we all thought we were cool.
But we were
remember
young.
Remember the knit? It was a knit, some sort of a knit.
They're all, you know, vinyl or whatever they were made of.
You could, showing our age now.
It stood up in its corner all by itself.
Yes, man, after two, last, two wears, that was
they
it.
I think they last forever, you know. 1-888-221-8990, 1-888-221-8990. You can call in the show, and you can talk to us live on the air. Vince Rizzino, CPA, tax man. In fact, we were just talking about a situation that we'll talk about that in just a minute.
Yeah, that was an interesting one.
Yeah, and then I'm a financial advisor called a securities principal, a stockbroker, lots of licenses. We also have in our group Greg Fasula, attorney.
Yeah. You
know? How do I make him a CPA?
How do you make him a CPA?
It's hard to do. Attorneys are hard enough to get by. And let me just tell you, folks, when it comes to the word attorney, most of us shudder a little bit when we say that word. But Greg Fasula happens to be probably the only attorney in the whole world that I know that I'd like to have as a next-door neighbor. He is one of the gentlest, nicest gentlemen of anybody in the world. He's a good listener. He's not pretentious. He's not arrogant. And what happens is, when we put this group together, or when I started putting the group together, an attorney was a critical part, because when I see a new prospect or suspect, one of the first things I ask him is, are you ready to die? Now, understand, from a business standpoint, that means, have you done a will or a trust, which also means, have you done your estate planning? Now, people hear that word estate. Let me tell you, your estate could be a pack of gum. That could be your entire net worth, but that is your estate. So your estate planning, in order to pass your assets on to whoever you want them to go to, you do a will or a trust. I'm a big believer in trust, because trusts avoid probate, but very often assets don't need to go into a trust, because some of them are not subject to probate, and there are some ways to get around the word probate. As an example, annuities are not subject to probate. IRAs are not subject to probate. Also, they're not subject to attachment by creditors, which is another
personal residence.
Yeah, that's it. Personal residence is not subject. Your homestead, as long as it's a homestead in Florida.
It's got to be homestead, right.
There's all kinds of rules that we take for granted because we're in the business. But if you have questions about any of these things, this is important. Let's take an example. When I talk about estates, if you're into a profession or a business that the odds are relatively high that you might get sued, well, you know, this is Sue America. And very often, people that are into what I'm calling a high-profile business will put assets into investments, areas that are protected. One is your home. Mm-hmm. If it's your homestead, it's protected. If it's an IRA, it's protected. Certain assets have protections that are afforded automatically by the federal government, and it's just something to know about.
Joe, you'd be surprised how many people don't think about at all any of these so-called the protections,
yeah,
et cetera. I had a prospect this morning, young couple, business couple. These are late 20s, the wife, the husband's early 30s. First question I asked. Guess what I asked? First question out of the box.
Are you ready to die?
No. I said, you all right, so you bought this business and you bought that business. And I said, do you have a will?
Mm.
She looked at me. It's like, holy, you know, what?
Yeah.
I said, do you have a will? She said, no, we don't. And I'm amazed at how many people don't even think about that part of it.
Well, you know what happens?
Because I guess when you're young, you think you're going to live forever.
But you don't remember being young and thinking you're going to live forever. No, I don't remember that far back.
You know, yeah. That was a long time ago.
I know, right. But it is true. And also, the word death is a very dirty word when you're young, because you assume if you say it, that makes you closer to it.
Well, that was our parents' generation. The World War II generation was big believers in that. They stayed away from doctors because they're afraid they were going to get bad news.
Yeah.
I don't want to get that diagnosis.
And that means
so
I'm
think of the logic of that.
Yeah, boy.
Let's not go to the doctor because they may give me bad news.
Yeah. And if I don't get the bad news, I'll live longer. You know, but the key is this. Just because you put your life in order, it doesn't mean you're going to die quicker or last longer.
Of course not.
One's got nothing to do with the other. But there are things to do, and especially if you have a business that might have some value. You know, here comes, we're jumping around a bit, Vince, but this is fine. One of the things that happens if you have a business, and especially, let's say it's a husband and wife business. What happens if the husband dies? Can she operate the business by herself? Would she have to sell the business? Would she lose the business? How much time does she have before the clock runs out?
Right. And who's going to, like you say, manage the business? Maybe she doesn't have administrative skills. Might be a professional.
Yeah.
Maybe they're great at what they do, but they don't know how to run a business.
No. So what happens is that there comes into estate planning. So, hey, very often the word life insurance comes up. I had cases constantly where people are talking life insurance, and I'll say, fine. Do you have life insurance? Yeah. I said, what do you have? I said, I think we got a couple hundred thousand. I said, do you have whole life? Do you have terms? We're not sure. I says, well, let's take a look at it, because it makes a big difference. I had a client recently. They bought a magnificent house, and the game plan was they'd have life insurance on each one of them. So if one died, the house would be paid for. I said, well, that's very important for her.
Right.
Not as important for him because he's making more money. And in theory, I'm talking pure numbers. Well, the key was, what do you have? So, well, we think we got 10-year term. I said, when's it going to run out? Well, we think next year.
Got a lot of thinking. Do we have any knowing?
So now I said, I need to look at it. So I looked at it. And what they had, luckily, was 20-year term.
Oh, very good.
Now, what they never knew, I said, well, here's the most important thing is what happens when the term runs out if you're not dead?
You got to either renew at a higher cost.
So the term was like $1,300 a month, a year.
For that's this, pretty cheap.
Because they bought it when they were young.
Yeah.
But in the 20th year, it goes to $21,000 for
go.
1 year.
That's exactly right.
I said, now, if you know you're going to die pretty soon, you're going to pay that premium if you're in bad health. But if you're not, hey, the truth is, 15 more years from now, that house is almost paid for. It's not as important to have that life insurance.
Plus, you know, it's important when you're young, Joe, and you have a family, the husband or the wife, whatever, the supporter, the
kids,
main,
all that stuff.
And you have all these expenses
that don't
go away because the breadwinner is gone.
Exactly.
So that's when you need a lot of insurance. You need a lot to cover, those type of expenses
exactly.
and give you a lead. But as you get older, those needs change.
Exactly. Well, you know, I've had people when they're in their 60s and 70s, I say, what do you want life insurance for? Well, I'd like to leave some money. Why? You're going to leave money anyway. You don't have a house to pay for. You don't have any of this stuff. If you died today, your kids would be thrilled because they get a big chunk of money. Why do you want to leave them more? Well, you know, thinking about it, you know, you're right. Why do I need to spend $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a year for life insurance if I can qualify for it from a health standpoint? Because when you're not young, your body is not necessarily in prime shape, and it might cost you triple, and you might not even be able to get it at all.
Well, the thinking, I guess, what they're playing there, Joe, is that they're going to use up their own money at some point,
right?
And therefore, they want to leave a legacy to their children grandchildren.
I had an interesting one years ago, and I went out to see this fellow in Mariner Sands, beautiful golf course, country club community, and he's living in probably the most magnificent place in there on a cul-de-sac, looking out over the golf course, just a palace, really nice. And he says, Joe, I want to talk about long-term care insurance. And I said, okay, what for? He says, well, you know, nursing home is expensive. I said, uh-huh. So a nursing home costs about $6,000 a month. And I said, now I'm looking at you, and you're living here on this golf course community. You got a palace you're living in. Plus you got this house up in Westchester County in New York, and you're on another golf course membership. My guess is, without even knowing anything more about you, and I'm probably going to guess on the low end, that your cost of living today is around $25,000 a month. And he says, you're not far off. And I said, let me tell you something. Your kids wish you would go into nursing home today because it costs $6,000 a month to go in a nursing home. They get to save $18,000 a month.
That's a good way to look at that. Yeah. That's common sense.
Well, the point is,
you're better off being in a nursing home. You spend too much money when you're outside.
You don't belong to
around.
Two golf courses anymore. You sell the houses. I mean, you know, you don't need any of that stuff. I said, listen, people that get nursing home insurance don't have your kind of money. People that have nursing home insurance, they got maybe $2,000-$3,000 a month income. They got maybe a couple hundred thousand in assets, and now it's going to cost them $6,000, so they will be sucking away at those assets until they're broke. Well, that's the ones that want nursing home insurance. So anyway, I talked myself out of a sale, but the reality was it was the guy, all he did was hear, it cost a lot of money for a nursing home, so I should have nursing home insurance.
Right.
Somebody said you should have it, but it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So life insurance, why do you have it? Well, the reality is this, it's not an investment. I don't care what anybody tells you. Life insurance is there in case you die. Simple. Right.
Exactly.
You know, and if you do, then your family's taken care of. That's what it's for. And then there comes a time, well, it's not important if you die. Your family's already been taken care of. You're in your 70s or 80s. It's not the time to go get it. You know, normally by that time it runs out. So anyway, I'm just...
I understand it. Well, that's a little bit of a free flow conversation.
It's a free flow.
Yeah, but you know what? It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Because there's so many topics that surround these things, and as things come up, you know, we're all about estate planning.
Yeah. Yeah.
And about financial planning in general.
Right.
When do you start? For example, this couple I was talking to this morning, you know, they make a decent income, and they wanted to know, you know, I have no idea where to begin. You know, where do I begin?
Yeah.
It says, well, you know, there's a lot of work that comes before you even start a plan.
Right.
Is basically take an inventory of where you are. What are your assets? What are your liabilities? Well, these people had particularly large student loans. So that was another kettle of fish to deal with. Is how do you pay off these student loans? Because they were huge.
You know, there's, you know how I am about this quote. When I hear financial advisors say, hey, you need to save for retirement, you need to save for retirement, you need to save for retirement. Start putting money away right now. And I said, wait a minute. You've got student loans? Okay, we need to get rid of those because those are charging interest. We have other kinds of debt. We need to get rid of that. We don't own a house yet. Well, we got to buy a house. We're going to have kids. Well, we got to get the kids taken care of. We have to have the college funds. Now start looking for saving for retirement, because invariably I see young people put money aside for retirement into an IRA account, and then they cash them in, and they pay a 10% penalty plus the tax.
Plus income tax, yeah.
And you know, it happens too many times. Now, if I knew my wife and I were both going to work for the government, and we are never going to get fired, and we're going to retire from the government, I might have a different set of thought.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
You know, but the average person doesn't have this job security. Maybe they're into a business, or maybe the companies they work for are going to come and go. You know, how often do we start off in life and the plan we have when we're 18 or 20 or 22 is the same exact plan when we're 50 or 60? It's most
not
times
really.
They change.
It changes. It's got to. Your life changes, Joe. You don't have children and all of a sudden you do.
Yeah.
The whole world is
that commercial on TV said, this is such a cute commercial, and I can't even tell you what it's for, but this is this young couple said, you know, we're never going to have children. I'm pregnant. Boom, they have a child. So they're living in the city in an apartment.
I saw that
and he
one.
Says, we are never leaving the city. Boom. Boom. They're in a house in the suburbs. Boom, we are never going to have anything except a sports car. Boom, they got a minivan.
Number, I saw that. That's
number,
cute.
Number
That's
three.
Cute.
We are never having another child. I'm pregnant. Whoop. And how things change.
And it's nearly, as they say, it's a phone call, it's a heartbeat away.
It's just that much. 1-888-221-8990, 888-221-8990. So when we put the group together, we had to have a CPA, we had to have an attorney, also had to have an independent insurance agent. Why? Well, people say, hey, Joe, what about car insurance, house insurance, business insurance? Who do I talk to? Well, back again. I've got to have somebody that's, quote, independent, that doesn't work for just one company, that works for the client. And I need to have somebody that's been in business a long time and it's got a lot of credibility. So when we put our group together, fortunately or unfortunately, none of us are young. Everybody's experienced. Everybody's 20, 30 years more in business. And that's what I wanted. I wanted to make sure that we didn't have people that were learning as they were going, even though you always learn. But when you have a lot of experience, you've run into all kinds of circumstances. And that brings us Mike Paulus, mortgage broker. He's only like 25 or 7 years in the mortgage business, and he's weathered the storm of all of the debacles in Florida. And if there's anybody in the world that needs to buy or sell a house that needs to know about mortgages, he's the man. And by the way, none of us charge a nickel when you talk to us on the phone. Our whole thing is to help people, and anything that we can do to help people to get them set on the right path, that's what we do. And the last member fits in the group just as well. Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, works hand in glove with Mike Paulus, the mortgage broker, to make sure that people get what they want, and they'll know ahead of time rather than waiting until it's too late.
And Mike is very, very knowledgeable. I mean, I could give a testimony. I had a client of mine, of all places, up in New York, northeast. And I needed somebody for a client because he had a unique situation and the big banks wouldn't handle it. And so Mike gave me somebody. By the way, shout out to you, Mike, if you're listening. They got a hold of this person. And so far, they're very happy. He's the nicest person, trying to help him, but he's going to see what he can do. But point is, there's a lot of resources and not just local. We've got to reach out to other places.
Well, you know, when you say this about Mike, I had a buddy of mine was an extreme high roller. I'm talking extreme high roller. All of a sudden, things happen, crashes, problems. All of a sudden, he's not an extreme high roller. And he's trying to get a reverse mortgage because he's got a piece of property paid for. But he was having problems with the lender.
Mm.
So originally, I put him through to Mike, but Mike can only do Florida with a reverse mortgage.
Right.
So I said, you know, you got to call Mike again and just tell him the truth, what's happening. And Mike hooked him up with somebody up north that Mike trusts.
Yep.
Rather than saying, go find him on your own,
yeah.
Mike hooked him up with the right person. And, you know, that referral, and you know, you've been in business your whole life, so have I. I mean, the thing is that there's a lot of people we know all over the country. Push comes to shove, we go back into the resources, into the, quote, Rolodex.
But you know what the thing is, Joe? Those little things that you do for clients go a long way.
Of course.
They don't forget.
Of course.
When they needed your help and you were there for them, they don't forget that. It's important. So there's a lot of goodwill that's built up with that kind of resource.
We're monster believers in what goes around comes around, you know, and that's what we do. 1-888-221-8990. Now, if by chance you don't want to talk to us on the radio today, you got Vince Rizzino, CPA, Joe Martek, financial advisor, you can call the radio station, 888-221-8990, toll free, 888-221-8990, and Pastor Tom or Connie will take your number and have us call you back, or whichever you prefer. In fact, awesome. Pastor Tom is sick today.
Shout out to the pastor. I hope you feel better.
I can't even pick on him.
No, you could still pick on him, but be gentle.
I can't pick as much. When somebody's sick,
he's not feeling well.
Yeah, he's not. He's got this, I think it's flu or cold that's going around, and a lot of people are getting, you know, it's been,
glad he didn't come in and infect us all, you know.
Well, I'm on the last throws. Remember Barb had it?
Yeah, you know, then you got it. How's she doing?
She's all better.
Good.
I'm in the last throws. I went down to the Keys on my little island down there, and I was sick down there as well as I'm up here. It doesn't make any difference.
Don't make a difference, yeah.
Yeah, when you know, when you have a cold, it's one of those things, what are you going to do? I can't stay in bed, you know, and do that.
There's nothing you can do about it.
No. You just have to let it take its course.
Let it take its course.
Yeah.
So, drink a lot of liquids.
So, yeah.
And not scotch.
Well, I drink diet scotch, though, so that counts.
I like that, diet scotch. That's funny.
So, again, the concept of the group, very simply, is to help people. In fact, Vince and I are meeting with a person from CNO tomorrow that has a situation that, even though it's a bit unusual, I run into it quite often, and that is a mother who is elderly, who is either Alzheimer's or dementia, and she has a full-time caregiver being one of her children. And in doing this, the child needs to get paid. So now, here comes the questions. Should this child take this income and report it to the government as income or as a gift?
Yes, we talked about that, Joey, because you're allowed,
right,
up to $15,000, it's 15
right.
and change this year, to give a gift to a child.
Right.
Or to anybody for that matter.
Yeah.
And so the mom could theoretically gift her up to $15,000. Now, $15,000 doesn't buy you an awful lot of time.
Right.
But she could gift her.
Right.
She could gift her more than the allowance every year, but then she'd have a gift tax scenario.
Okay,
if she does more than the allowance.
So now you file on a return showing that you gave somebody more.
Right. And you file a gift tax return. And really, it's the giftor, by the way, and it's not the giftee. Yeah. It's not the person who gets the gift that files.
But the person that is gifting it. Now here's the scenario. Let's say you're substantial, that you're worth $10 million. Okay, this is where the government says the reason we want you to file these returns because you're only allowed to give away $15,500 or whatever it is per year that is taken off of your estate. If you give away more than that, no, we want you to pay tax on that when you die. So the rule is the first $5,250,000 or what?
No, it's $5 million. Yeah, it's $5 million. Actually, it's more this year. It's $5,300,000.
$5,300,000
and change.
You die, you can leave $5,300,000 to your children or anybody, and there's no tax. That money can pass to anybody, and there's no estate tax. There's no tax, unless you're in some states. But in Florida, there's no tax.
You tax on what's left, Joe.
Now, if there's more than $5,300,000. Then the tax can go up to, is it 45%?
45%.
Yeah. Right. So almost half of that money can be paid out in tax. I mean, you and I both know a person recently, his mom died, and he ended up, he's bragging he had to pay $20 million in estate tax. I feel real sorry for him, you know. Yeah, right. But the bottom line was that the way the government works, the first $5 million can pass, no tax. So in effect, she can give away almost anything she wants to her daughter, but if it's more than $15,500 a year, there has to be a tax return to show that they're giving away more money.
Yeah, and what happens, Joe, is that applies to the $5 million.
Yeah.
So at the end, if you've never anywhere near close to that cap,
there's no
really no consequence.
So it's just
that.
Fill in the blanks type thing. And
you got to do it to cover the base.
That's all. So you're doing
so you don't get income scenario.
Exactly. So bottom line is... This family is going to come see you tomorrow, and I'm going to be there. And it's a counseling session just to say, hey, you know, the situation is we got a mom that needs care, and we can hire somebody and pay through, or we can do it ourselves. And literally, this daughter, even though she's willing to work for X, the truth is if they had to hire somebody 24 hours a day, they'd be paying Y and Z, which is a whole lot more. So we'll talk about that again tomorrow. But my situation is this. It's not illegal, immoral, or fattening not to pay the government in taxes. If it's illegal and you can find a way not to pay taxes, hallelujah. There's nothing wrong with that. So here's where Vince CPA is going to come up and say, hey, here's the rules. Bam. Black and white. Most of the rules are pretty good. They don't have too much of a gray area. So,
well, like the learned Judge Hand has said, you know, you have an obligation to reduce your taxes as much as you can legally. That's your obligation as a citizen.
Well, why is the tax code set up? It's set up to for each individual person. And here it is. Fill in the blanks. Only 60,000 pages. Sooner or later, CPA is going to figure out which page starts, which page ends. If you live long enough.
The attorneys won't let us figure that out.
No. They'll change the pages on you. That's for sure. But the reality is this. It's here is the code. Here's what the rules are. Fill in the blanks. Live by the rules and you're all set.
Yes. But there are strategies
of course.
Help these people that are in those circumstances.
Oh, yeah.
Because there seems to be more of encouragement to do in-home care, especially for disabled people, by the way.
Well, think about it.
Disabled people.
If you're, well, I say you're already old, but if you're really old, and you're out to lunch or not out to lunch, but you need care, where would you rather be, in your home or in a nursing home? Well, that's pretty
obviously
simple.
You'd want to be in your home. You said getting back to the old extended family days, Joe, in our father's generation.
Oh, there was no, everybody stayed at home.
Everybody stayed at home. I mean, the kids took care of the
grandma
the
moved in. Yeah, I'll never forget when I was a kid, Vince, in my neighborhood, you were either Catholic or Jewish. That's how it was up north. So my best buddy was Jewish, lived across the street. Now, you know, when you're a kid, you don't know nothing from nothing. I went to his holidays, he went to my holidays. But his grandmother lived with him. And grandma, now, when you're a kid, she could have been 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100.
She was old.
You don't know the difference. when you're 7 or 8 or 10 years old.
Everybody's old.
Everybody's old. But when they dressed in 100% black.
Ooh.
I mean,
yeah.
That was,
like
she's the widow lady.
Tradition. Yeah, the widow lady.
And
yeah,
staying at home. And I remember her one day, we're running through the house, you know, kids were doing. And she's an old lady. And she spoke broken English. And she said, looking at us kids, yelling at us, running through the house. She says, old people should not be allowed to be born.
Well, actually, it should go in reverse. You see, you get born, you grow, and then you shrink again. You jump into the womb when you're 90 years old.
Isn't, yeah, I'll tell you what. She's ready to go because the kids were driving her nuts. Because, I mean, there was four or five kids in that family. And, you know, every neighborhood back when we were kids had thousands of kids. They were just everywhere. And whoever's family had the most food, we all ended up there.
That's right. You know? That's right. Those were good days, Joe.
Yeah.
Those were good days.
1-888-221-8989. I remember whoever had the ball was treated very well.
Yes.
Because not everybody had a ball.
That's right. And make sure you don't hit that to the neighbor who doesn't like kids.
Exactly.
He'll be chasing you all around the property. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, and if you happen to put the ball into somebody's house, you're never going to get that one back.
Oh, you'll never know. Nobody had the courage to go ask for it.
The window was broken, and now we got to pay for the window on top of it. Oh, Dad, you got to go home and get whooped by Dad and still pay for the window, right?
So, you know my history. I grew up in Queens, and we used to paint the bases. You talk about this the neighbor that didn't want to have anything to do with the kids? Well, one day, here we are. We're out there with a bucket of paint. We're painting home plate. for a cigarette. Painting. It is a real paint right on the
roadway.
On
the street.
On the street.
Of course. That's where you were playing.
And we were playing because we used to play, you know, sewer to sewer.
Yeah.
But this time we decided to get fancy and paint bases. Well, this guy came out and he was ranting and raving at us. And we were laughing hysterically as we were running away. But he tried to get the paint off. It wouldn't come off.
He might still be there, Vince. Yeah.
We had fun with the bat. We used to play with a little fancy pinky and a baseball bat, you know, a regular stickball bat.
Well, I remember stickball.
Yeah,
you know.
We used to play in the schoolyards, too, with the stickball.
Stickball. Sometimes you could play just with a rock and a stick.
Well, we never did with the rocks, unless we wanted to get in trouble.
That was when the kid didn't come with a ball.
Right. The rocks were dangerous.
Yeah, they were.
You know, you hit those damn things into the windows. They broke for sure.
They did. 1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. Any questions for Vince Rizzino, CPA, Joe Martek, financial advisor? Now's a good time. And remember this. We also have in our group a mortgage broker, a realtor extraordinaire, an attorney,
insurance man,
and an independent insurance agent. That
it is unequivocal.
Just when I look at our group, it's my opinion, of course. But if there's 100 people in each one of our professions in the marketplace, I guarantee you that our group is in the top 10% in our competitive market. And everybody, as I said before, is experienced, and everybody's here to help. We've all lived long enough that. One of our main missions in life at this point is to make sure we help people achieve what they need to achieve. And we work with them pretty hard to do that. And we've been very blessed to have been helping quite a few people.
We have. And that's a rewarding job. Not just, you know, obviously you make some money at some point in time.
Well,
but you know, you also get the pleasure of helping people,
absolutely.
Generally speaking.
Yeah. It's, you know, every philanthropist, that's a person that has more money than they need, so they give money away.
Right.
That's not, nobody in our group is a philanthropist.
No.
So everybody has to get paid.
Right.
That doesn't mean we have to get paid by every client, you know, because we all do fine. I mean, there's nobody in our group that's poor. So, and we're very grateful, and let people know that.
But there's nothing wrong to giving back to the community, Joe. It's all our obligation.
Of course. 1-888-221-8990. In fact, I was talking on PSL today about All Aboard Florida.
Oh, still going on. What's the status of that?
It's pathetic is the status that I look at. But St. Lucie County just chipped in $500,000 for legal. Any River County's over $1 million or $1.5 million, and Martin County's $1 million legal to stop.
Yeah.
Now, City of Delray Beach down in Florida, they just got mad at All Aboard Florida because they found out that their share for infrastructure is $1 million.
Oh, baby.
And Delray says, hey, where are we going to find this $1 million? It's taxpayer money, and we have got to contribute to improve this railroad system that is a profit system, and we have
to pay for it.
Yeah. Isn't that pathetic?
It is. That's something wrong with that.
You're going to find more and more, I think, municipalities getting a little bit upset. And we'll see how it comes out.
You got a phone call there, Joe.
Do we have a phone call here? So I guess we should take it.
Take the green button, Joe.
I'm gonna, but I'm turning up the volume first.
Oh,
caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio. Hello.
Hi, my name's Melissa, and I have a question about an equity line.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so my husband and I currently have about $5,000 in credit card debt, but I really want to renovate my kitchen. And I was wondering if it would be a smart decision to get a home equity line of credit to go ahead and update the kitchen.
Well, we got two opinions. I'll give you Vince's first because he'll tell you his and I'll tell you mine. And sometimes we agree. Go ahead.
Sometimes. If you qualify for a home equity loan, and that depends on the fair market value of your house, you know, versus what you have in debt against the house.
How long ago did you buy your house?
About 6 years.
Okay, so the odds are pretty good your house is worth more than you paid for it, because you bought it pretty much at the bottom of the market, did you?
It was actually an average price, and I know that homes have been selling in our community for higher.
Okay, that's good.
So how much are you talking about, caller?
The home equity line.
Yeah, because you can max $100,000. Usually, you can max out a tax deductible home equity at $100,000, which means the interest on the first $100,000 of that home equity loan would be deductible. So yes, I I'm in favor of using them for the type of thing you're talking about when you're going to improve your home.
Can you believe we're agreeing, Vince?
Wow.
Here's what happens, caller. Number one, the interest you're paying on credit cards is not deductible unless you own a business, and it's a business deduction.
Right.
So number one, that interest you're paying on credit cards is gone money. If it was me and I was you and I had a home equity available, I would borrow enough money to pay off the credit cards and give me the money to improve my house, my kitchen, whatever, because 100% of that interest now is subject to, it's deductible on your taxes.
It's deductible, and depending on what her total itemized deductions are, it would benefit her dollar for dollar. When I say dollar for dollar deduction against
the
income.
Does that make sense?
Okay, well, my credit card is actually on one of those zero APR. So we were trying to pay it off before we got more debt.
Right, right.
But until October.
October, that's what I thought.
But usually I was worried about like all the closing costs and all those to get into an equity line, and would it be like financially...
I don't know exactly, and I wish Mike Paulus was here to
answer that.
Well,
let me give you this. Let's whatever bank you have, a bank you're dealing with today, am I right? You have a checking, a savings account, right?
Yes.
And you've been dealing with that bank for a while?
Yes.
Okay. Most banks will give you a home equity line of credit, as long as your credit is good and you have equity in your home, and they're not going to charge you points and closing costs and all the rest of that stuff. A home equity line of credit is different than a mortgage where you have to pay fees. The home equity is strictly that. It becomes a second loan on the house, and they don't charge you.
They may charge you a minor stuff, Joe, just to record the lien and
But very, very small.
But it's not going to be thousands of dollars, no.
But quite honestly, okay, you could call your bank or stop by and just say, what's the terms on your home equity lines of credit? And they'll give you over the phone, well, we're willing to loan you up to 80% of the value of your home. Our interest rate today is 3%, 4%. We do an adjustable. We do a fixed. Whatever the terms are, they should be able to give it to you over the phone all in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little bit of homework, but not much. And you want to ask them flat out, what do you charge me? What are your costs for me to get this line of credit, this home equity line of credit?
But let's say, caller, excuse me, Joe, but caller, how much is the house worth at this time?
How much is it worth, how much do we owe?
No, how much, well, I want to know that
how
too.
About but both, how, both, how about questions.
Both questions. The first one, how much is it worth?
I believe it's worth $280.
And how much do you owe?
How much do you owe?
$230.
Okay. Now, you might be pretty close. You might be able to get $10,000 out of the bank, but that might be more than enough to accomplish your goal.
Okay, so you're saying they would only give me maybe up to 80% of what the value of
They're
going to
give you the 80% of the value of the appraised value of the house less the existing mortgage that's out there.
So let's say the house appraises for $300,000, 80% of $300,000 to be $240,000. So the key is this. It's real easy for you to get all this information quickly over the phone from your bank, whatever bank it is. And then it doesn't hurt you to call up any competitive bank, one across the street, down the street, and ask them the same question, because they don't really care that you're a customer for 5 years, 10 years, or 10 weeks. They have their rules. And as long as you fit the scenario, that's it. And the other side of the question is, too, you're making your mortgage payments. Are they to a bank or are they to a mortgage company?
They're to a mortgage company.
Okay. So the odds are good the mortgage company doesn't do the home equity lines of credit, but usually your bank is the only ones that do. So it's simply the first step is to call your bank, get your terms. If you have any question about what they're talking about, you call us back and we'll help you through that. But most of the times it's pretty simple. What are your terms? What's it cost? What are my expenses? And what did my house have to appraise at, and what's it cost for the appraisal? I mean,
And we wanted to just go through the numbers with your caller, because we don't want your expectation level to be so high. You think you're going to get $50,000 out of it or something. And that's probably not going to happen based on the numbers you gave us.
So,
okay.
hey, look, at I think you might be in line for about $10,000 without too much aggravation. Maybe more. It depends.
So maybe I should redo the bathroom instead of the kitchen.
Well, what you can do is certainly pay off those credit cards, you know, and get that out of the way.
Well, that's one thing. But the other side of the coin is if you get a home equity line of credit, let's say this year, for let's say $10,000, and 2 years from now, you can re-up that line of credit. You could have paid it off by then or paid it down and do the same thing. Remember this. The only interest that's deductible is your home. So car loans, credit cards, anything else is not a tax deduction. So this is to your benefit, to whatever debt you have, to put it into that home equity line.
The Congress, in its wisdom over the years, has been whittling away at those deductions. There was a time when all your credit card
interest
was deductible.
You could do everything, but not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore.
So do a little bit of homework, but I think you have a decent opportunity to win there.
Okay. Great.
Thank you so much. Thanks
You're for welcome. Calling. Take care.
1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. Remember, there was a time not too long ago, banks were home equity line of credit, come see us. They were just looking for you like crazy.
Well, in the heyday in the 2005, 2006, and 2007, they were begging for you to come get
take
money.
That, come take that money. See, the key is that they're looking, I think, and we were talking before, about appraised value. So if your house appraises for $300,000 and they're willing to go up to 80%, that's $240,000, right. And you owe $220,000.
So you maybe have $20,000 of room.
Yeah, you got room. And then a line of credit doesn't mean you need to take it all. A lot of people, it's like a credit card. They say, hey, here's $20,000. Take $5,000 or $4,000. That's all you pay interest on. You don't pay interest on the whole amount of the loan, and you only pay it as you take it.
Right.
And most people, they do an interest only on the home equities. Some you can pay off quicker, but
they
work. It's caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Yes, hi. I have a quick question for you.
Sure.
Do you recommend someone who is like 862 to go to these seminars that are offered at hotels or stuff like that to get more understanding on how to maximize your Social Security benefits?
The answer is yes and maybe. First of all, Vince and I have put hours and hours into understanding Social Security. But most of the people I know that do these, quote, Social Security seminars.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be a little bit careful. A lot of them are trying to sell you something. Mm-hmm. So you just have to just make sure you have your eyes wide open and that you listen to the Social Security benefits. Now, when it comes to Social Security, how old are you now?
62.
See, I can ask that because you're not sitting right here next to me and you won't hit me because women don't like it when you ask them how old they are.
Don't bother me.
Okay, good. I feel better now. But coin is this, at 62, you know you can get Social Security, but it's a reduced benefit. You know that, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, you have a husband?
Yes.
How old is he?
63.
Okay, so, and he's still alive, right?
Yes.
Now, see, sometimes it pays to get rid of him, then you can get a spousal benefit, but let's don't do it yet. Anyway, so the key is this. If you take your benefit today, or he does, are you still working?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm working, but he's not.
All right.
Well, you got to be careful with that, Joe.
If you earn more than $15,500 a year this year, Vince?
Yes. I think it's 15.5. It's called 15.4, I think, is an actual
If
number.
You earn more than that, you have to give back.
It's 2-for-1.
2-for-1 on the Social Security benefit.
So
you $2 literally,
of earnings over that,
yeah.
You pay back $1 in Social Security benefits.
So
by the time you make $30,000, you basically...
You lost
you've
all
given
your Social
back
Security
all the benefits.
Benefits.
Right.
Now, so your husband, if he's not working... Is he on disability or is he just not unemployed?
No, unemployed.
Okay. Now let's just talk about you, your job. How much money do you earn a year on your job?
About $40,000.
Okay. So it doesn't work at all for you, not a bit. It might work for him if you file separately married, but Vince?
Well, yeah, I don't even think he has to file married separately. No, he can still apply for his own benefit.
There you go.
And we haven't done that yet because we're not sure if, you know, he should do it as yet or wait a little
Well,
later.
Keep in mind that there's a number of factors here, but with the age thing, You're giving up a percentage. I think at 62, I think the discount is about 25% off your your normal retirement age. And it gets lesser and lesser the closer you get to your normal retirement.
It's like 8%
age.
A year, is it?
No, the 8% is on the other side.
Other side, okay.
Because when you defer, if you wait till normal retirement, you file and then defer it.
Yeah.
You'll get an extra 8% for every year that you defer,
don't take.
That you don't take up to age 70 and
but
a half.
But your full benefit is not till 66 and
depends
a few months.
Depends on your
now.
Age and when you were born. If you're born in, I think in 55.
Let me just tell you, they were.
Oh, they were. I
you're
know.
Over.
And you're 62, yes. Your normal retirement
full
age
benefit
is 66.
So in other words, it's better to wait as long as you can, as long as you can afford it.
Yes. That's a basic strategy.
I think you just said it.
Exactly.
So let's say he can get $1,000 a month now on Social Security benefit, and you don't take yours until you're 66, you'll get full benefit. He will not get his full benefit ever. But the truth is, you might be able to live decently between now and then.
You need to look. You need to look, caller. Is once a husband gets to be 66 years old and is eligible, and you might then be able to get up to half of what he's earned to his account.
Right.
It might be more than if you went and applied for your own.
Well, she's
so you
making
a look at that.
40. The key thing is this: it's a complicated scenario.
I understand. I can imagine, yes.
Yeah, it doesn't make it easy. And one of the things that I normally suggest, go to the seminar and listen to them. But very often you can make an appointment with Social Security and go down. And I suggest strongly you make an appointment. You don't do it without, because otherwise you sit there forever and wait.
Yes.
And let them know your scenario ahead of time, that you're 62, he's 63, you're working, he's not. Is he not going to go back to work?
No, not right now.
Okay, so the key is this, that it might be, let them give you the scenario, and it might be to your benefit if he can.
But they typically don't give you strategies, Joe.
I know.
They give you the facts. Here's what you're eligible for.
You have to ask the questions.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But what I would suggest, because there's only a 1 year age difference,
right?
Even though he turned 66, if in her 66th year, she can earn more than the $15,000, so it's not all taken back from her. So I think she could earn up to 40. So you got to look at that, because she might be able to time it so that when he hits his, if your half of his is more than yours, you might be able to do it as soon as we turn around 66 or just about there.
Go to the seminar, and I'll tell you what you might do if you get done with that and you still have questions. You call us back, and we'll actually talk to you off the air and try to cover more of the bases for you.
Okay. Let me
I could just tell you this, caller, that I'm a CPA and I know a lot about tax law. I've been studying it a long time. That 1 8-hour course in Social Security benefits was more complex than anything I've seen.
And
the formula itself, just to calculate it, is you need a seminar on that. So anyway, but so good luck to you.
It definitely won't hurt you to go through the seminar and listen to that. And then again, when you're done, make your notes, write your notes down, and then give us a call back, and we'll be more than willing to talk to you off the
air.
Now,
what days are you? I mean, is it this number I would call back?
Yeah, call the radio station.
They'll give you our individual number. We don't give out all the numbers because there's so many of us, and a lot of people are driving down the road, and we don't want to cause an accident.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
1-888-221-8990. And I think you hit it. You know, there becomes, see, the interesting thing is, once you turn 60, full retirement age, which is 66 in a few months, whatever, from that point on, you can make $50,000, $100,000 a year. There's
no penalty.
If you take Social Security benefit before you're age 66 and a half, you're allowed to make $15,500 or $400. And then they're going to start taking money back from you if you earn too much. So you got to be careful. 1-888-221-8990. And we have another caller. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hi, Joe. My name is Michelle. How are you?
Very good, Michelle. How are you?
Good. So I have a question for you.
That's good.
Yes. So I am 38 years young, and I've been putting into my 401k since I was about 25 years old.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats to you.
Thank you very much. Well, here's the thing. You know, it's grown. I mean, it has gotten, I mean, I don't know if this is good for a 38-year-old having around 100,000. I don't know if that's good or if it's too little, or
well, let me tell you, it's better than having 50, better than having 20. 100 is a nice number. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm considering taking something out. And the reason for that is I don't like owing anything. And yes, I am working, but I've had some things come about. I have two children, I have a husband, I have a home, I have, you know, lots of different things pulling me in different areas. But just for health reasons, you know, I'd like to take a little out to pay off some things I've put on, like a credit card. And yes, I know, you know, you can pay it down and everything, but that doesn't leave me any room to save money.
One of the problems you've got is any money you take out at this age, you're going to pay not only the tax, but a 10% penalty.
Yes.
So you're going to pay, let's say, 20% tax plus
10%.
A 10% penalty. So, okay, I understand debt and I understand you don't like it, but understand if you took out $10,000, you're only going to get $7,000.
Right. Yes. But then in my mind, if I do that, because I do want to start putting money into like a money market account. I know that doesn't earn you a lot of interest, but like I have these plans, like I want to be able to, you know, save in other things, but I can't because, you know, it's going out to like pay things off that, you know, have happened, unfortunately, you know, just things like that happen in life.
So you have children?
Yes, I have two children.
You're married, got a husband?
Yes.
And both
we love the Lord.
Okay, and both of you are working?
Yes.
Okay. You know, one of the things, and I applaud you for wanting to be very responsible and for wanting to save money for retirement, but I got to tell you, it's very hard to do when you've got little ones at home and you've got these unexpected expenses. But
exactly.
You have to look at, I guess it's a matter of putting things on a piece of paper, writing them down on one side, and then we've got our needs and then we have our wants. And
right.
And making a decision between the two of you, even after you pay the tax and the penalty, which way you want to go, and we set the goal. One of the things that we don't have enough time today, but Connie, did you get this young lady's phone number? What we'll do is, not necessarily today, but maybe tomorrow or the next day, we'll give you a call, we'll talk to you off air, and try to, let's broaden the spectrum a little bit and try to give you some advice that makes sense, because I worry about people wanting to pay the government too much money to pay off.
And but it sounds like too, for the caller, is she's wanting to swap. You see, what she's saying is take care of all these other debts by paying off the retirement, but then leave her more money to put into other investments.
Yeah.
So you're swapping investments, and it costed you 10% penalty to do it.
But the point is, in order to make that 10% back, you know, that's a pretty big chunk. And then we have to teach you a little bit about investing. And inside your 401k, they've also got some options. Yeah. So we got some subjects here. Here's what we'll do. We're out of time for today on the radio.
Okay.
But I've got your name and number, and I'll give you a call back tomorrow. Is there a best time to call you?
No, just give me a call. I mean, I work during the day, but hopefully, I always have my cell phone, so hopefully I'll be able to take it.
Okay, good. We'll give you a buzz tomorrow, and we'll take it one step at a time. And you have a wonderful day, and thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye now.
And I think we're out of time, Connie. Is that what you're telling me? You're holding 15 seconds up. Does that mean you can count that high?
No.
Oh, now we're at 10. She's holding fingers up, see?
Watch out.
Uh-oh. Hey, listen, everybody, thank you so much, and thank you, callers, for the calls, and we'll see you next week.
Yes, and God bless
you all. You've been listening to the Team Martech program. The Team Martech program is a paid program. The content was provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team Martech program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team Martech is available at 772-229-0114.
Search me, know me, try me and see every worthless affection.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO.